freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It is the Saturday night edition. We're actually here live, unlike most of the rest of Talk Radio Land, because they all take the day and the entire weekend off. We are dedicated to bringing you fresh content 6 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. Of course, we also have our website at freetalklive.com.
And we don't take vacations.
Well,
as evidenced by the fact that I got married today and I'm still here tonight.
We'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to that. But don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and you can grab the updates. Just sign up real quick. Maybe it takes you a minute or two. And then from that point on, you're going to be receiving in your email box any news about the show. And I can tell you that there's going to be some news real soon in regards to this Saturday show.
Yes.
Okay, so if you listen, if you get the 2 hours, you're going to keep getting the 2 hours, but I can't really say what else is going to happen to the Saturday show.
Secret.
You could probably guess, though.
Secret.
Yeah. But if you are on the updates list, you'll be the first people to find out. You will be the first person to find out.
Yes.
Right there in your email box.
So log if you're on sitting it. There right on your email at that time.
At freetalklive.com. That's where you do that. And also, don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Yes.
I did it. You did it. Everybody's doing it. It's the cool thing to do.
Now, today you did something else that everybody apparently does at some point in their life.
So it would appear.
You got yourself married.
Yes, I did.
For your first time ever, right?
It's my first time married.
You're 34.
Just about.
Almost
34 in February.
You'll be 34 in February. And you're a married man now. You've got your little titanium ring on.
Yeah, I'm wearing a wedding band made out of titanium, same as a golf club.
Is that also the same as, I guess, artificial limbs and that sort of thing, right?
Are they really?
I don't know.
I that's what I've heard.
Is that typical to have a non-gold ring that you wear?
It's
black.
It's dark gray.
Yeah, dark gray,
it's
black.
It's a shiny gray color. I wouldn't call it typical. Certainly, of the men's rings that I was looking at, your choices were mostly silver and gold colors. You could get platinum, which is silver as far as I can tell, and you can get white gold, which is still silver as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
There's gold, which is kind of a yellowish, goldish color, obviously. And there's also stainless steel, and which is silver. And then they have a titanium, which is kind of a blue silver, and then they have the titanium, which is, they burn longer, and that turns kind of this grayish cobalt color.
That's very special. Very nice.
It's very unique.
So I was at your ceremony today. And
I figure it shows up well. I mean,
yeah, it does.
No one's going to miss the fact that I'm married now with a big black ring and a white hand, a pale, hand.
So I was there today.
Yes, you were.
And
I really want to thank you for wearing a collared shirt and everything today. Getting all dressed up in a big collar.
Wait, are you being facetious?
I'm just kidding with you.
Because I shaved for the first time in a few weeks. And not only did I shave, but I actually went so far as to put some gel in my
hair. Yes, I saw that.
Impressed. This was my first time out, out in a couple of weeks. So I did something special for you guys.
I really do appreciate it.
I didn't wear the Oxford or anything like that. But, and I didn't even tuck my shirt in.
No, well, there was lots of people, very casual.
I figured you'd still be my friend even if I didn't wear
this. Yes, absolutely.
I
would think that you weren't my friend if you came dressed up. Who is this guy?
Who is this dude?
And who's Tolan Ian?
We showed up. Nice ceremony. Very short. I like that.
Yeah.
I
think it was 12 minutes from the time the preacher started talking until the time. Actually, I should say priest. He's a priest. I shouldn't say preacher.
Right.
And you saw him. He's like got a long, he looks like a choir singer guy there with that long white robe. And then afterwards, he's got a black Cossack dress thing.
Now, didn't you say that you had, I guess, met with him prior to the marriage,
right?
And he went over with you what he was going to say, and you actually had him edit some parts out? What was that all about?
Well, I did have him edit it. Because of my religious proclivities, I'd prefer him not use the name Jesus. I don't mind him saying, Christ and Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all that stuff. I just prefer him not to say Jesus.
So what do you have against Jesus, I guess?
I feel like...
Isn't Christ also Jesus?
It's a title for Jesus.
Okay.
But at the same time, it kind of it leaves him unnamed. So, and I just feel like poor Jesus has been disabused throughout the years. You know, currently in this country, we have all kinds of discrimination in the name of Jesus. We've had previous, last 100 years, you know, there's discrimination, colored-based discrimination based on Jesus. And, I feel to some extent that this war is being fought about Jesus and, converting the Muslims and all that good stuff. And that's just kind of my feeling. I think Jesus has been abused throughout the years.
So you figured you'd abuse him a little bit more by leaving him out of your church?
No,
service.
I'm leaving him alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm leaving him alone. I think Jesus
sides.
was a great prophet, mind you. I just don't believe that he was any more imbued with God than the rest of us.
So you don't believe he was the so-called Son of God?
Sure, he's the Son of God. So am I. So are you.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes. Just as much the Son of God. And,
God.
You know, I mean, like, he's the Messiah.
So basically, you're saying that we're like Jesus.
Absolutely.
And that's interesting. Well, say, there you go. There's Manwich's religious beliefs in a nutshell for you.
Yep.
So the service was short, nice and simple, of course. So Jackie was there with me. We both were I think we were a couple of the first people out because we were sitting towards the back. And got to meet your mom for the first time, which was nice.
Yes, she
didn't appear to know my name when I said it to her.
She's so funny. Don't worry. She doesn't notice me. Like, if I see her on the road or, like, out places, I have to, like, get her attention.
Right.
She doesn't even, yeah. She's
So then we went into the little reception area.
Now, she was my best man. My mother was. Yes.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah. I figured, you know, I've got several male friends between whom I could choose, yourself included, to be best men.
Now, I wouldn't be offended if you didn't choose me, and you didn't, but there might be some who could be offended.
Right, absolutely.
Some people who take that sort of thing seriously.
Sure, there's a couple of guys there that,
so-and-so got it, not me.
Right. Could have been that way. One guy in particular that could have been that way about it. And
we don't want any fights breaking out.
No, there wouldn't have been any fights, but people would have, feelings a little hurt, that kind of thing.
Got it.
And my mom's been around since the beginning, for me, and it seems to me that she should have one of the premier roles.
I thought it was a fine idea.
Yes.
So
she bought a new dress for it and everything.
So then we went into the reception area where the food is and everything, and you had the donut cake.
Yes, my cake was made out of glazed donuts.
A stack of donuts, which I thought was really, that was original. That was
people
good.
Loved it, too.
Yeah, I'd never seen that one before.
Yeah, it was, what you can spend
on. It was a morning
on
service, too, so
mm-hmm.
I guess.
You know what you can spend on a wedding cake.
But I didn't know. Apparently, Jackie told me that one of her sister's friends is getting married, and I guess her dad's real big into the circus, like a major name in the circus, and so he's got a lot of money. And they apparently spent $20,000 on their wedding cake.
Yeah.
What?
Excuse
me?
You want to know how many miles per gallon?
Down payment on a damn house.
Right. It's a full car.
I'm going to take my slice and trade it in, you know? Insanity.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just don't get weddings.
Even worse than cars, wedding cakes lose their value immediately upon production.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't even have to drive it off the lot. It's all its value's gone once it's...
Sure, a car's not going to turn to dung, at least, 24 hours later.
It's exactly what it's going to turn into. Yeah, it's crazy. So
it amazes me.
My cake with the... I think it was like 8 or 9 dozen donuts all stacked up in a pyramid with a little bride and groom, little Holly Hobby bride and groom on top, $35.
It is amazing to me with the amount of money that people lavish on these weddings, this 2 hours at most out of your life.
I had a 100-person wedding, and I did it for under $750 today in a church.
Shabby. 1-800-259. That's why you're a frugal gentleman, and that's a good thing. 800-259-9231. Your wedding hell stories, you got them? Give us a call. You want to change the topic? You can do that as well. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great. And just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenase.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants. It's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons. And I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe. It's natural. It's healthy. And it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigors Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. And you'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigors Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might have to be on your mind. Political, personal, something somewhere in between. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition. We're actually here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And don't forget to log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the live streaming. It's the best. It's the same feed we send to the, it's not the same feed. It's the same quality feed
that
we send to the syndicator. If you don't happen to be someplace where you can hear particularly well on a terrestrial radio station or at all, get the live stream.
That is the answer for you. And we also, it's very high quality, but there are also some lower quality streams that our affiliates offer. So anyone with any speed connection to the internet should be able to listen to freetalklive.com. So check that out. We're talking about marriage. Manwich, newly married man. You are,
yes, I
Mr.
am.
Manwich now, I guess.
Well, nothing really changes for
Manwich.
Me. Right. I noticed today somebody wrote, Mr. and Mrs. Manwich on there. And it's kind of interesting.
Wait, where?
No, they didn't actually write Manwich.
Oh.
But they wrote my first and last name.
Okay.
And now her, she is Mrs. My first and last name.
Right.
On a card, where they, you know, they wrote, give me a check or something. And it seems interesting to me, not only does she lose her last name, she can lose her first one, too, in you know, a titular sense.
That's true. Mrs. Yeah. Manwich.
Yeah.
Could be her name now.
Could be.
But she must really love you. She's willing to give up all that. And so, you know, best wishes, obviously, to you, and hopefully it works out, because I would like to see it continue to work out for you. I like a happy Manwich coming into the studio.
Well, and, she's, you know, an unhappy one is pretty good on the air, though.
Well, yeah. But it's just not good. I mean, not good to have an unhappy marriage.
She's a good girl.
So we were talking about wedding excess,
right?
I guess. And if you've got a story about wedding excess, or maybe just a wedding hell story, maybe a fight broke out, or, you know, some, who knows? All sorts of different things can happen at weddings, especially the longer they are and the more drunk the participants are, right?
That's why I had a daytime wedding. I didn't want to, you know, do any bouncing.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Plus, yours was short-lived. I mean, your ceremony was maybe all of 20 minutes, tops. I didn't have a clock with me, so I wasn't able to tell for sure. And then the reception was after that, and as you said, that didn't last for too long. And so nobody really had time to get sloshed, and therefore you didn't have any nasty family fights or anything
like
that.
Well, it was daytime, and everybody could find things to do during the day, you know?
Right.
As opposed to at nighttime when, you know, you just got to go home and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's no fun. I have a great wedding hell story that, this is something I saw on the news, so it's not like a firsthand experience, but I was so blown away by it. It must have been the mid-90s. I was watching the morning news, and apparently, I think it was Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
A couple was getting married, and about the time the preacher says, you know, if anyone has anything to say about these two getting... That was in my service, too. If anybody says anything about these two getting married, you know, let them speak now, forever hold your peace. Lightning strikes the steeple of the church and sets the area back there where the altar is on fire.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, it's like... And the amazing part of the story is... They went ahead and got married.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I could go, if you know, whatever, you're great and everything, babe, but, you know, lightning struck the church when the preacher said, you know.
Well, maybe the preacher, maybe the preacher would have had to have given a refund if someone stood up at that point, or in that case, a mysterious lightning bolt came down from the sky. Very interesting.
I don't know if the preachers generally get paid much.
Well, didn't you have to pay yours something?
I made donations to the church.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, some money changed hands then.
Sure.
800-259-9231. So we're talking about this $20,000 wedding cake that someone has ordered recently. And, I mean, just people lavish their life savings on these things. The parents are usually the ones who really pony up the real cash, aren't they?
Generally. In this case, I don't think so. In my case, no. In the case of a $20,000 wedding cake, I would imagine so.
And, of course, the wedding is really more of something that's sort of designed for the woman. I mean, that's really... The woman wants to get married. She's been raised with the idea of a wedding and being married for her whole life, so...
Well,
weddings are always
they're also hardwired, like that's their quote-unquote evolutionary imperative, but I believe that they're hardwired to lock in a man and, you know, have him around for procreation purposes.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you're not hardwired to get married and have frilly, you know, frilly dress and all of these trappings of a wedding around.
No.
And that's more of a societal traditional thing that's sort of passed on through the ages. So it's always her day, and everyone else is there because they kind of feel obligated to be there.
Well, weddings are wonderful experiences. Everybody enjoys them.
For the most part, I think everybody does.
And I think that mine
yours was much more enjoyable because it was short, though. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad you didn't pick the hour-and-a-half version.
Well, there was an hour-and-a-half version that I could have picked, including which kneeling at the altar and taking communion and, you know, the body of Christ and all that
right.
stuff.
Right. No, thanks.
Yeah, it's just it was a lot of work.
I wonder how many people choose the hour-and-a-half wedding versus the 20-minute one.
Well, I know that I got married at an Anglican church, which is, you know, sort of the English version of Episcopal, and... That is the same church that Princess Di and, you know, whatever the hell his name is. What is it? Princess Di and...
Doty? I don't know. Did she ever get married?
Princess Diana was married, yes.
Prince Charles?
Prince Charles.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
And then they got divorced.
They did, but they had a big wedding back in the early 80s.
Got it.
Horse-drawn carriages and the whole thing.
Right.
And they had the high service, which they call the high service.
Gotcha.
And, you know, the communion and the whole deal. And it's the same church. What I'm saying is this is the same service.
Understood. The excessive service. So there you go.
I wouldn't call it excessive. It's, you know, it's a choice.
It's dull. Man, I'm glad yours was short.
That's,
so
that's your opinion.
You don't want
Thanks
walkouts during your wedding. 800-2... I'm not saying I would have done that, but 800-259...
Those were some hard little pews that we had today, though.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. The only other minor event, I guess, was we were the first two people into the reception area, and Jackie, I went up to grab a plate, and Jackie was like, you can't do that. I said, yes, I can. There's food here, and there are plates. I'm going to get some damn food. And she was, like, worried. I guess, she, for some reason, thought that tradition said that you had to wait for everyone to get there before you had food. I said, the hell with that.
Well, we wanted to have a, you know, loose sort of wedding. Mm-hmm. We didn't want people to feel obligated to do lots of things. In fact, we still had a huge one. I mean, 100 people came to the event.
Right.
And, you know, it was a big event, but at the same time, it was comfortable, and everybody got to take pictures of the bride and groom, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So there you go. Congratulations again. 800-259-9231. So
you know, I was sitting up there thinking about it, right? And I was standing up there, I should say.
Right.
And well, while getting married, my mind was working on stuff. God was mentioned a lot. Now
in the ceremony.
In the ceremony. As I said before, I'm a Unitarian, and I got married in an Anglican church, and there was lots of Father, Son, Holy Ghosts, and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about marriage, and in order to hold this contract together, you have to have something higher than you for the contract. It's not just two people. It's, you know, there has to be an authority.
Well, I disagree with that.
Well, the authority has to hold a contract together.
Okay.
I mean, that's what, and so that authority would either be God.
That's why I think I would rather have an agreement than a contract. like what we have with our affiliates.
There you go.
Go ahead.
that authority would either be God or the government.
Uh-huh.
And I can see how the government's gotten all mixed up in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, they enforced the contract. So, you know, I was seeing it there. I was seeing the authority was necessary for that particular, for the ceremony.
Okay.
Not for the ceremony, for the contract.
Right. Well, I disagree. I just think we need to have an agreement. Just, hey, you want to get married? Let's get married. Be done with it. No need to have the government thing. And if you want to have the God thing, then more power to you. At least he can't take you to court. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Your comments on weddings or anything else. Otherwise, next, we're going to go to something special.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Caltech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Caltech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's BioWalk.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWalk family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Toll-free. You can get interactive with us here at Saturday Night Edition. That means we're actually here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your thoughts in on anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. Join the bulletin board system. All kinds of action going on there. We got, I think, we hit our 3,000th post.
Sweet.
Last night, as a matter of fact.
Person get a prize, maybe a Free Talk Live t-shirt?
Well, actually, it was one of the moderators that made the 3,000th post, so he wouldn't get a prize.
No prize for that.
Anyway, you can log on, and actually, I say the word moderator, but the bulletin board system is pretty much unmoderated. I mean, virtually anything goes, unless you post something that's illegal, you know, some sort of porn that's illegal. We'll take that out. I mean, obviously, we can't violate the law with it, but any sort of conversation, any topic or subject matter, there won't be any censorship, so you should check that out at freetalklive.com. Unlike here, where we do have to temper things a little bit, the BBS doesn't have any FCC restrictions on it, so get interactive and join up. We've got hundreds of users, and as I said before, now over 3,000 posts for you to surf through, so check that out. Another thing that we do with the BBS is post polls, and I predict there's going to be a new poll up before Monday. We'll tell you more about that on Monday night's show. Again, we're here six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern, and of course this show, the Saturday show, from 8 to 10. So I'm done with the marriage thing, unless you had anything else that you wanted to add. We didn't get any hell stories, unfortunately. Of course, we're only on, all of two affiliates.
Is this so? Okay.
So maybe once we expand to our new potential affiliates that we have in the hopper.
Well, I do have one comment, that this woman that I see on a regular basis, you know, who's, actually moved into my house a month ago or so, and I see her all the time. It amazes me how much women can do themselves up, look different and, you know, better, that kind of thing. It just sort of amazed me. You know, she puts on a wedding dress, she gets her hair done for the wedding. And
you mean your wife?
Yeah, my wife. Yeah, that's weird to say.
That's weird, yeah. You'll get used to it.
And, you know, has
she did look very, very nice.
Yeah, like, you know, it's amazing. I expected a wedding dress to be long, flowing.
That's what I thought, and I was quite pleased with that.
Right, she had a short, knee-length dress on, and since she's got nice
legs. It was kind of hot, yeah.
Yeah, she looks good, you know.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's Florida, so, like,
sure.
It makes sense to get married. Well,
I like the lack of excess that you had. I think that long, frilly dress is totally unnecessary. You know, it doesn't impress me. I mean, does it really impress the women? I don't know. I thought that dress, I know Jackie liked the dress.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, I complimented her on it. So there you go.
800-259-9231.
We'll talk about anything, but something that I wanted to touch on was last night, apparently on television, which is something I don't watch too often, and I'm damning myself for missing this one. It was a new John Stossel special. Now, John Stossel is a genius. He is somebody that definitely deserves a lot of recognition, and I don't mind talking about, you know, a TV show on this particular airwave. John Stossel, if you've never seen any of his reporting, definitely, if you get a chance, watch an episode of 2020 and watch his segment, which is called Give Me a Break. This man has risen through the ranks of ABC News. He started, you know, I think he started with CBS News back a long time ago, but he's gone from place to place, from news show to news show, just kind of being an anchor and doing his segment. Mm-hmm. And then at some point in the early 90s, he managed to convince the producers over at ABC to give him an hour-long special so he could really get his what he had to say out there. And it was like pulling teeth, apparently, to get this for him. But he managed to do it. And that from that point on, it got such a huge viewer response that the producers couldn't deny him another one. You see what I mean?
Right.
Now, what makes his hour-long specials so different? What makes them so noteworthy? Well, he approaches topics from a libertarian perspective. Now, he rarely uses that word on the air.
In fact, no.
I don't think that I've ever
heard... It's a bad word.
Right. I don't think I've ever heard him utter that word on the air. He does use it in his book, and he has a book called Give Me a Break, which I highly recommend.
Does he use the word often in there?
Yes, he does. He aligns himself. He actually, you know, admits that he is a libertarian in the book.
Well, he goes... He often speaks at the national conventions and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The libertarian.
Yes, right. So... He had another hour-long special last night. This one was called Myths, Lies...
No, the frickin' Girl Scouts. What other libertarian... What other convention?
Okay. Myths, Lies, and something like Nastiness or something. It was 10 different myths, lies, and just nasty things. And most of them were very pro-freedom. Most of them were direct attacks against the government... and collectivism and socialism. The very final segment in the show was him comparing and contrasting the free market versus, as he started to put it, he started by calling it sharing and then translated it to collectivism, basically. Mm-hmm. And he actually used the Thanksgiving reference thing that we talked about earlier this week. He talked about the real story behind Thanksgiving as to how it was really you're giving thanks for the free market over socialism. And he really just draws some stark contrast between the two. Just an absolutely brilliant program. I didn't actually get to see it, but ABC News has the entire transcript up on the web.
Hmm.
We might read some highlights from it, I think, maybe later on tonight or maybe throughout next week, because it really is just brilliant journalism. It's the kind of thing... See, John Stossel's reports are the kind of thing that you'd want to... And I know that I do. I've got some family members, and my fiance Jackie's got some family members that... Well, let's say, don't exactly understand what freedom is. They don't really have a concept of liberty. And whenever you're trying to convince a family member to do something or convince them of a particular point, you're really just treading water. I mean, you're totally wasting your time. Have you ever noticed that, Manwich? That convincing a family member to join up with a cause or to, align with you.
And, familiarity breeds contempt, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, it also puts up some extra walls against what it is that you're trying to communicate to them. And I think that using an outside source, especially a credible outside source like John Stossel, the co-anchor on 2020, ABC News, I mean, it doesn't get much more credible than that, right?
In the business community, there's a saying that says, an expert is a person from out of town.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so in this case, I want to get my hands on a copy of this particular... I mean, I know eventually they'll put it out on videotape, and hopefully they're doing DVD now, ABC News, but this would be something that I would encourage people to hand out to their, I guess you could say, statist friends and family members, the people that you know that like, that apparently have a love for big government, don't realize that it doesn't work, and that it's incompetent, and that socialism's a bad thing, and communism doesn't work, and the people that just don't think about it hard enough, and they don't want to listen to you. I think John Stossel is kind of like the perfect mediator between you and those people. And I was just thinking about last night, maybe this is a new trend for America. I was thinking about the future of freedom in America.
I believe that.
I was thinking about the future of freedom in America, and obviously we're part of the Free State Project. We're going to be moving to New Hampshire because we believe in liberty and freedom so much that we're willing to uproot ourselves from where we are and move to an entirely new state in order to become activists. Now, I don't know when John Stossel is going to join the Free State Project, but it certainly seems like he should, because he certainly feels strongly about freedom.
Well, he sort of has to do his job, too.
Well, yeah, he has to do his job, but there's no reason why he couldn't
have a
house there.
Yeah, that's
true. And so I was thinking about kind of what I'm calling the rise of iconoclasm in today's media.
Sounds interesting.
That's my new favorite word. I learned it recently from Michael Badnarik. He called himself an iconoclast, a destroyer. Is it destroyer of ideas? I'll have to pull up the definition
next.
Anyway, I definitely see a trend starting. We'll talk about that. Unless you want to interrupt the show, it's exciting to me. And it means a lot of good things could happen for Free Talk Live and you as well. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're actually live. It's a Saturday night edition, so welcome to the program. And get on the phones and literally take control of the airwaves. You can hijack this show and bring up anything that's on your mind. Political, personal. You want to get something off your chest. You got an agenda you want to push. We're here for you. Unlike all those other talk shows who will scream you out unless you want to talk about what they want to talk about. It doesn't work that way, dude.
We do topics.
We do.
We do
topics. And we also have a website at freetalklive.com, which there's all kinds of different things you can get interactive with us there. And one of the other things is the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of women who have sent in their picture, and they're so proud, I guess, to listen to Free Talk Live, and they want to show that they listen to Free Talk Live. They've sent us their photograph. We put it on the internet. And that's why we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's actually two distinct sections to the Shrine. One of them is the Validated Shriner section. The other one is the Regular Shriner section. And the Validated Shriner is a relatively new section. The Shrine's been around for 2 years. The Validated Shrine portion has only been around for maybe 2 months.
Right.
And so the Validated Shrine is growing. We just had a new, allegedly new Validated Shriner send a picture in. Now, we just got done excising one from the Validated Shrine.
Right.
Someone who had sent us a fake photo, which, with a woman holding a piece of paper, she really wasn't holding a piece of paper that said Free Talk Live on it, although it appeared that she might have been. Now, we've got another one that I believe is a fake, and I'll be putting it online after the show tonight. So by tomorrow, you'll be able to take a look at this for yourself. And again, we're going to have to post another poll.
There's going to be a poll?
Yeah, there's going to have to be another poll to see what the listeners think about this.
Mm.
Because it seems like what we have is somebody who's made it their personal hobby to try to trick out this
Great.
Show. But we're not easily fooled on Free Talk Live, because one of the rules.
We're not as think as you dumb we are.
One of the rules on this show, man, which is that you should question everything. I mean, that's something that I frequently encourage our listeners to do. Look, if we say something, don't believe it. Don't take it at face value. Go ahead and question it.
I'm not 100% sure about this one. I'm not 100% sure that she's fake.
I'm not 100% either. And again, we're going to put it online and we'll see what our listeners think. But from the evidence that I pointed to you, it's certainly, I'm saying 85%. At least that's how I feel.
Okay.
So we'll stop talking about this for now. Monday night, it'll definitely be up there for Monday night, but sometime later tonight it will be available as well. And, of course, I'll send out an update when it is, and you can go vote and check it out for yourself.
And you can sign up for the updates at freetalklive.com.
That is correct. So we're talking about iconoclasm before the break. My new favorite word to describe this show. I think we're an iconoclastic show. And the definition, in case you don't know it, is an iconoclast is one who attacks and seeks to overthrow traditional or popular ideas or institutions. Now, if that doesn't describe me, if not Free Talk Live, I don't know what does.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. The other definition is one who destroys sacred religious images, but that doesn't really apply.
No, not so much.
So one who attacks and seeks to overthrow traditional or popular ideas and institutions. There was another iconoclastic program on last night, John Stossel's Myths, Lies, and Nastiness, or something like that. I forget the third word, but it was an hour-long special that he did, just tearing the hell out of the government, basically. A lot of pro-freedom messages were there,
mm-hmm.
a lot of messages that we have echoed on this show in the past as well,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of made me think, you know what, maybe we are heading in the right direction. I mean, obviously, politically, we're in a real bad situation right now, with George W. Bush wanting to take over the world and all of that bad stuff, but as far as our media is concerned, it seems like iconoclasm is growing. I mean, the kind of shows that destroy the government, the concept that government can work,
mm-hmm.
the idea that government is a good thing, and you've got television...
Michael
Moore
sure doesn't help with that.
What do you mean?
Michael Moore believes the government can fix everything.
Okay.
Have you read his book, White Men?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a few of his productions, and I understand where you're coming from. But I'm not saying this is like a huge trend.
Yes.
No. I'm not saying this is a huge trend. I mean, the trends, if you want to go for the big trends, are talk radio, ultra-right-wing conservative, although now there's the Air America, which is ultra-left-wing liberal, whatever you want to call it. So more big government. Big government is still the leader of the media mm-hmm. trends. But as far as something that I don't think has really been around very much, I mean, John Stossel had his specials. He had his specials in the early 90s and throughout the 90s, but he wasn't...
Even in the 80s.
He wasn't the co-anchor on 2020 at that point. So, despite his pro-freedom or slash anti-government ideas, he has risen in the ranks of this typical media organization, ABC News, which,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, is going to take pro-government positions. But
sure.
Here's John Stossel, a avowed libertarian... Up there, right there at the top, the upper echelon, sitting next to Barbara Walters. Didn't she retire? Is she still on the show?
I don't even watch that stuff anymore.
I don't watch it either. But, I mean, that's where he is.
You know, I think the news, by and large, is just out there to scare the crap out of everybody who's listening. You know, every story is sensationalized garbage that scares the heck out of people in order to, I don't know, run them towards the government or run them, you know, towards... I don't even know why they do it.
John Stossel is the opposite of that. Penn and Teller are another example of a great iconoclastic show, another show that just debunks all these myths and these lies that we've been told our whole lives. Penn and Teller's BS show. We can't say, you know, bull. Mm.
Right.
We can't say it because of the FCC, but it's on Showtime. So you've got John Stossel on a major network on the air in every market in this country. And you've got Penn and Teller on cable with a fantastic weekly show,
mm-hmm.
Which does basically the same thing. And then you've got on the radio, you've got a show like this, Free Talk Live. You've also got, of course, Harry Brown, who's going to follow this show on most of our stations tonight, the Lionel Show. So I definitely see a trend, and hopefully this will grow, and all of us will get more popular, and then maybe there'll be more like us. You know, maybe there'll be Free Talk Live imitators in 10 years.
I can't imagine.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming back.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Anna Teen here with you.
And Manwich.
You can literally take control and bring up just about anything. Political, personal, anything, anywhere in between. You can also log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us there. Grab the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee. You just grab what you need.
Yep.
Or grab it all. All 6 days.
It's a real bargain. Any other talk show is going to charge you a monthly fee to listen to their archives, if they even have them. Most don't even have them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Boy, some talk show websites, Michael Savage, are miserable.
But Michael Medved,
I haven't been to his site.
Oh,
I don't know how bad it is.
It's not as bad as Savage's, but it's bad.
You'd think if you were as big and as widespread as those individuals, you'd maybe pay somebody a little bit of money to give you a somewhat professional-looking website. But nope.
Apparently not.
800-259-9231. So, the police have now used another... it's been another incident with a tasering. Now, normally we report on this, and it usually happens in Florida, and it's usually happening to some 10-year-old kid in the middle of his class. But in this case, the victim's a little bit older. 75 years old, as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
Officer Hattie Jean Macon received a verbal warning. This is from South Carolina. Verbal warning and was required to attend a taser retraining course after the investigation found that she acted prematurely when she used the 50,000-volt taser. According to the report released Thursday, Macon was called to a nursing home after old lady Margaret Kimbrell refused to leave. Kimbrell said she was distraught after the staff would not disclose the location of her sick friend. She came to visit a sick friend. Was a little concerned, and now she was concerned the friend had actually died since they wouldn't tell her where she was. Kimbrell jerked away from the officer and swung her arm at Macon, according to a police report. The officer then fired the taser. Kimbrell, who has claimed she did not swing her arms or threaten Macon, was charged with trespassing and resisting arrest. Her lawyer has said that she will plead not guilty and may sue the police department. I say way to go. I mean, as far as not as far as what the police did.
Right.
But this old lady, 75 years old, she didn't have anything else. I mean, she doesn't have anything to lose, right? Go ahead. Say not guilty. Sue the police department. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I hope she wins.
Well, clearly the officer was in the wrong if they suspended her or whatever.
Obviously.
Reprimanded her, I should say. And it seems like we've got too many cops and they're too out of control if they're zapping 75-year-old women. Sorry.
Yes, 75 years old. I mean, when you're 75, you're not the most mobile of human beings. You can't exactly really defend yourself. Was there no other option for this police officer? I mean, was she really feeling that threatened by this old lady? I find it hard to believe.
She was probably trying to punish her, you know, or, I mean, that's
she's
probably it.
Maybe just a vindictive thug. Maybe just a thoughtless, mindless automaton.
But whatever. I don't think that that's so. I think they're just normal people doing jobs, and sometimes they make poor choices.
It seems to be happening.
They just are considered, you know, they've reached this moral superiority in society, so they seem to be able to get away with things. I don't think they should be any different than anybody else.
And just to recap, back in November, a 6-year-old boy in Miami, this is the original story, 50,000-volt stun gun, they used it on him right in the middle of his elementary school class.
Well, to be clear, it doesn't kill anybody.
No, it doesn't kill anybody. It's still dangerous and still pretty nasty. Anyway, we're coming back with more. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. We'll tell you about the government blundering with computers coming up. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...